Aleishu Chelek Beis Tavreish Yud Beis, the 10th chapter, Torah Se Umanosei Vitachoin. So we speak now about Torah Se Umanosei, of course a phrase from Chazal, which is used in modern times to describe Avreichim, somebody whose occupation, so to speak, is Torah, and the relationship of that to Bitachoin. Mador Miyuchad Kovei Alatzmo Mishe Torah Se Umanosei Lagabei Midas Abitachoin. So there's a particular treatment, special discussion for somebody who's Torah Se Umanosei, an Avreich, with regard to Bitachin. Kideisa besugya di Gemara Baruchis Daf Lamed Hei. We start with that Gemara. Ve'osafta deganecha, the Pasuk says, you shall collect your grain, matel muleimar, lefi shenemar liyamush sefer Torah ze mipicha. Also the Torah says that the Torah should not budge from your mouth. Yachol devarim kichsavan. Does that mean literally that one should learn unceasingly? Talmud Omar va'osafta deganecha. The pasuk says, "You shall collect your grain." Hanheg bahin midas derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. There has to be with the learning of the Torah a certain midah of derech eretz. That's the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Adam chiresh bishas chirisha. If a person is going to plow in the season of plowing, ve'zereh bishas zeria, and then sow in the season of sowing, ve'koitzer bishas ketzira, and reap in the time of reaping, v'dash bishas disha, and then thresh, v'zereh bishas seruach, and then winnow when there's wind, tira matehei aleh. The person will be very busy. What will happen to the tira? Ela bizman sheYisrael oisin ratzono shel makom melachtan na'ases al yedei acherim. When Yisrael do the will of Hashem, then the melacha, all these activities, agricultural activities, will be done by others. Uvizman she'en Yisrael oisin ratzono shel makom melachtan na'ases al yedei atzman. When they don't do Hashem's will, then they have to do their own work. Shinema v'asafta deganecha. So when the Bishamon v'yichai v'asafta deganecha is only when they're not doing Hashem's will, you require them to collect your grain. Otherwise, lo yamush sefer Torah zimpira. Just learn, devote yourself. The Gemara continues, Omar Abayei harbe asuki Rabbi Yishmael ve'alesa b'yadan. Many did like Rabbi Yishmael, and they succeeded. Ki Rabbi Shimon v'yichai ve'lo alesa b'yadan. And many tried like Rabbi Shimon v'yichai and did not succeed. Omale Rova le Rabbanon. Rova said to his Talmidim, "Bematus aminaychu, please, b'yoma Nisan uv'yoma Tishrei, loitis chazukamai. Don't come to me in the month of Nisan and Tishrei. Keche de loy titardu b'mzenaychu kula shata. Devote yourself to your business so that you won't be distracted throughout the year." The author explains, "Harabim shasu kereshbi v'lo alasa b'yadan. The many who tried to do like Rabbi Shimon v'Yochai and did not succeed." What they try to do is to reach a midah of bitachon which was beyond their state. That's why they didn't succeed. Rav Chaim Volozhin makes the point. The Gemara says, Rabim. They didn't succeed. The path of Rabbi Shimon Yochai is not the path for the masses. This is Rav Chaim Volozhin writing. For the masses, it's virtually impossible that they should preoccupy themselves completely in involvement in Torah. Not to devote any time at all to making a living. Chazal says in Pirkei Avos, Torah without melacha will not endure. That's certainly for the masses. Aval yachid le'atzmoi she'efshal le'yos ach asu kol yamav v'sir asu v'avoy t'sei zborach shemoi. An individual who is in a position where he can involve himself completely, exclusively in Torah and Avodah, v'day she'chova moteles alav she'lo lifrosh af zman mu'at mitorah v'avodah. There's certainly an obligation upon him not to desist even for a short time from Torah and Avodah le'esek parnasa chas v'chalila, to involve himself in a livelihood u'chedas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Ches. The author says, Pashut uvaru ki amadigos beze mishalkois lefi dagas ha-bitachoin. It's obvious that here the levels are according to one's bitachoin. V'chein b'yir Rabbeinu, Agoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salantin, Mivrashayin, Even Yisrael, Siman Aleph. Ach shneihem, both Tanoim, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, medabrim b'tamid chacham sheterasu umanusei. They're talking about the tamid chacham, number one. A Talmid Chacham that can be said to be preoccupied in Torah, Hainu, as Tosfos puts it, She'oiseku meharher bah kol sha'a, is constantly thinking of Torah. Ve'einu olech dalet amoyis beloy Torah, he doesn't walk as much as dalet amoyis without Torah, Kedivrei Tosfos besita daf chaf alef, דיבור המסחיל זה תמיד חכם. We've quoted this thesis numerous times. ואין זה תמיד חכם בעל מדרגויס. Not going beyond that. We're talking about the basic תמיד חכם. לא יראי חית גדול ולא יפסק דסוק אלי שמעת עשר עלי בדי לחסר. Like the Gemara says, speaks about those levels and we've discussed them. We're not talking about a somebody singular. שהסמדה זו היא החפצה של תמיד חכם. This הסמדה that Tessus speaks about of thinking constantly in terror, not walking down the road, that's the essence of the תמיד חכם. אם תלמיד חכם זהו גם בעל מדרגה גדולה בביטחון. If this תלמיד חכם, the basic qualification being he doesn't stop thinking about terror. If he also possesses, if he also has developed, has earned a great living in ביטחון, יזכה שמלאכתו נעשית על ידי אחרים, he will earn the fact that others will support him. והוא יסמסר לתורה כל ימיו במסירות נפש. He will devote himself to terror throughout his life. אולם שני תנאים יש בזה. There are two conditions, there are two prerequisites. ונמנה יסם כאן ביועס גם הם מגדי הביטחון. We're listing them over here because they too are parts of ביטחון. The two conditions, א', רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, בזמן שישראל עושים רצונו של המקום, מלאכתם נעשית על ידי אחרים, when Yisrael do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the melacha is done through others. Uvizman she'enu yisin retzono shel makoyim, when they don't do Hashem's will, melachtan na'aseis al yedei atzmon. Then they have to do their own melacha. V'ikshu ha'tesus sham. Tesus ask a straightforward question. The pasuk ve'osafta deganecha, which is the background for this entire discussion, you shall collect your grain. Kosuv b'varsha ha'shniya shel ki'ashma. It's from the second paragraph of the Shema. המסחילה, that paragraph begins, והיה אם שמוע תשמעו אל מצווה ישראל. It's talking about when you listen to my mitzvah, it's הרי שהיא מדברת בעושים מצוונו של מקויים. So we're talking about people who are doing Hashem's will. ואיך אומר השבי ואוספת דגנך, הוא מדבר בעין עושים מצוונו של מקויים. How can you say that that's talking about when בני ישראל are not doing the will of Hashem? ותרצו, תרצו, answer. דמיירי ודאי שעשינו רצוינו. Certainly the paragraph is talking about people who do his will. אבל אין עושים רצונו של מקום כל כך, not all the way, שאין להם צדיקים גמורים, they're not complete צדיקים. התאוסס עשמו ולא יבירו, clearly התאוסס answer is opaque. They do his will, but not all that much. What does it mean? מה חסר להם שאין להם צדיקים גמורים? What is lacking over here to make them צדיקים גמורים? התאוסס doesn't say. אך המהרשא מבאר, the מהרשא fills in the blank spaces. בפרשה ראשונה כסוף, in the first paragraph of the Shema, the פסוק says, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך, ובכל נפשך, ובכל מאודיך, with all of your resources. ומפרש שבה גמרא מגמרא explains, שיש אדם שממונוי חביב עליו מגופוי. There are people whose possessions are preferable, they're more precious to them than the body, ועל זה נאמר, ובכל מאודיך. That's why the Torah to say, with all of your possessions. שגם אם המנוי חביב עליו כל כך, even if he's so attached to his possessions, ימסור של אהבת השם. He's required to give it, to use it in אהבת השם. בפרשה שנייה כזו, in the second paragraph of the Shema, it only says, רק ולעובדי בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. It uses two terms, with all your heart, all your soul, ולא בכל מאודכם. The Torah omits with all your possessions. ומדבר את הפרשה במי שמסר יצרי ונפשי לעבודת השם. So that paragraph is speaking about somebody who is prepared to give his יצר, his נפש. He devotes himself to עבודת השם, אך לא ימה מוינוי, but not his money. והוא אשר התסוס רמזו, that's what התסוס הינטו, דמיירי במי שבממוינם אינם צדיקים. So the צדיקים to a large extent, but when it comes to the money, not all the way. לכן עונשם מידה כנגד מידה, the consequence is measure for measure, כיוון שממינם חביב עליהם כל כך, שאינם מבטרים עליו לעבודת השם. Since their possessions are precious to them, to the extent that they can't, under any circumstances, devoted to עבודת השם, מלאכתם לא ינעשה על ידיכם. Therefore, the melach is not done by others, והם צריכים בעצמם לטרוח בה. And they will have to devote themselves, to spend time, to be distracted by this melacha. Now, מכאן הוא יראה למעשה, what emerges from here is a practical instruction. שהריצה להקדיש חייו לתורה. A person, he's talking about אברכים בימינו. A person wants to devote his life to תורה. ולבטוח בשם שימציא לו פרנססוי. And to trust in Hashem, to apply them in our ביטחון. That Hashem will support him. חייב להיות נקי לגמרי בענייני ממונס. It has to be completely clean when it comes to ענייני ממונס. For him, it has to be v'chol ma'idecha, just as much as v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. That's what emerges from the above. Oyhev kesef urechush lo yetzliach l'agdish chayav l'tora. A person who loves money, possessions, will not be able to devote himself fully to Torah. Hamevazbeiz kesef l'moyisaroi. A person who wastes money on luxuries, things that are not necessary. V'megalgel behalvaois. A person who lives off loans. He borrows from Reuven to pay Shimoin. It will not succeed. It won't work to reach this level of Torah Seumanosei. That should be not Loimed. It goes without saying. That a person who establishes his home with the tip-top, with the latest fashion, with the opulence, when he doesn't have the money for it, better for him that he should seek out a livelihood, not pretend to be a Talmid Chacham Shetorasei Umanusei. Al ze kosav Maran ba'al Chazon Ish Nishmasei Eden Behanagos Leben Torah. The Chazon Ish wrote in his instructions for Ben Torah, Lizaher me'oid shelo lilvois kesef mishum adam, to be exceedingly careful not to borrow money, even though it's not an aver midoraisa, but to be careful. So a person who wants to be a Torasei Umanusei should be exceedingly careful not to borrow money. This is in Igrois Chelek Aleph Siman Chaf, in his letters. Haloyve kesef bli pikuach nefesh. A person borrows money and without pikuach nefesh, it's not something that's on that level. Ve'yodeh mereish sheitzerich legalgel be'alvois. He knows at the outset that he can't return it. He'll have to borrow from this one to pay that one, and he'll have to this gamach to pay that gamach. Ki ein lo b'meil shalem al mihu boteach. Who is he trusting in? Who is he relying upon? Bevadai in kan ele bitachon shel hevel. This is a bitachon shel hevel. This is a vain, vacuous bitachon. V'talmid chacham shetorasei umanusei hu lo yeyeh. He will not become a talmid chacham shetorasei umanusei. Ad kan.